In this bulletin, the Morrison government makes it temporarily illegal for Australians stranded in India to return home. Voting underway in Tasmania's state election. And in sport, sporting teams join a social media boycott to fight racism. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government is defending a change to Australian law that includes jail time and hefty fines for Australians who try to fly home from India. Flights to and from India have been suspended until at least the 15th of May, and from Monday, a travel ban begins which applies to anyone who's visited India within 14 days of their intended arrival date in Australia. It's designed to prevent Australians returning home via a third country. Penalties for breaching the ban include 5 years in prison, a $66,000 fine, or both. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has defended the travel ban, which he described as a very drastic temporary measure.
This is a very drastic action, but it is designed to keep Australians safe. It's temporary, it's based on the medical advice, and it will be reviewed on the 15th of May.
About 9,000 Australians are stranded in India, which is being devastated by the pandemic. Labor's Tanya Plibersek says their plight is directly linked to what she regards as Scott Morrison's failures.
The reason so many people are stuck in India today is because Scott Morrison has failed on our borders and quarantine the same way that he has failed on the vaccine rollout.
People in India have been using social media and messaging apps to make desperate pleas for medication, oxygen, and rooms in intensive care units. Volunteers are also helping patients and collecting bodies of those who've died. India is enduring a coronavirus catastrophe with a daily average of 350,000 new cases, and there's been more than 200,000 deaths. Simran Kaur, who lost her father, says vital supplies are still running low.
I really feel that there is a big failure of judiciary, of the nation, of so many people who cheated me on cylinders, who didn't give me facilities on time. And my father couldn't get anything on time. Everything got delayed, everything. No reports on time, no medicines on time, no cylinders. Nothing.
The COVID-19 pandemic, healthcare, and a lack of affordable housing in Tasmania are some of the issues voters say will influence their vote in the state election. SBS News spoke to a few voters as they were preparing to cast their ballots, beginning with a man who says he's feeling apathetic towards those in office.
Probably the overall quality of our politicians is what's on my mind today after couple of recent events, so I've still got some thinking to do.
I'm looking at parties that are putting services like health first and services for vulnerable people, so women's shelters and women's services for domestic violence victims and things like that.
I'm looking at the parties that are most supporting the environment and how their impact on how that's affecting like the Tassie waterways and beaches.
Labor leader Rebecca White says health and housing are the most important issues for Tasmanians.
It's what people are talking about. After 7 years of a failed Liberal government, there are so many people who've been left behind. Waiting lists have blown out, whether it's for health or for housing. And there are too many people across regional Tasmania who've missed out on opportunity to get a job. They want somebody who's going to do something about that, and a majority Labor government will.
And Greens leader Cassie O'Connor says she's hopeful for a good result for the Greens.
We've run a really excellent, strong campaign. There's been a lot of energy around it. We've had an excellent story to tell, really strong policies, and the wonderful young Greens. So I am hoping today will be a better result than last time.
Premier Peter Gutwin says he'll resign as party leader if he's not re-elected for another term. All hospitality venues in Queensland are now required to use the state government's COVID-19 check-in app. Check-in Queensland was launched in February, and so far more than 27,000 venues have registered and 2.1 million people have downloaded the app. Minister for the Digital Economy, Leanne Enoch, says compulsory use of QR codes makes it easier to manage any outbreaks.
Certainly that kind of ability to be able to trace in a really quick way has been a huge bonus in being able to stick to those very short, sharp lockdowns.
In sport, football's governing body FIFA has joined an online boycott this weekend, calling for action from social media companies to stamp out racist abuse on their platforms. Multiple high-profile footballers have faced racial abuse in recent months from anonymous social media accounts. English professional footballer Troy Deeney has told the BBC the boycott is a big step.
I think for a long time now we've all been talking about the impact of social media that it has on the younger generation, as well as mental health. And I think that if we're not going to put pressure on these huge companies to start taking accountability for some of the things that are not only said to footballers, but to everyday people, it could give people a perspective of what life could be like without a huge amount of sporting stars on there.
Well, now the weather for Sunday: Perth, sunny and 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 21. Melbourne, a possible shower, 24. Hobart, a possible late shower, 21. Canberra, morning smoke haze, 21. Wollongong, possible smoke haze and 23. Sydney, partly cloudy with a possible smoke haze, 24 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 24. Cairns, a shower or two and 29. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.